From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met Tuesday with Nigeria's top Muslim leader in the northern city of Sokoto. Chris Stein reports for VOA from Sokoto.
The traditional ruler of Sokoto, the Sultan of Sokoto, is the highest Muslim leader in Nigeria, and it was at his palace that U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry gave a speech condemning Boko Haram excesses. He said education and opportunity could turn people away from the extremist group.
Boko Haram boasts no agenda other than to murder teachers, burn books, kidnap students, rape women and girls, and slaughter innocent people, most of whom are Muslims.
Boko Haram has killed about 20,000 people and displaced up to 2.7 million in its seven-year insurgency in northern Nigeria. Chris Stein for VOA News, Sokoto, Nigeria.
Opponents of Congolese President Joseph Kabila went on strike Tuesday to demand that he steps down when his mandate expires in December. Police fired tear gas to disperse dozens of protesters from the opposition UDPS party, who threw stones and erected barricades near the party headquarters. Elections were due to be held in November before Kabila's mandate runs out on December 19th, but will be delayed as authorities enroll millions of new voters. Meanwhile, an African Union-appointed facilitator opened talks on Tuesday on the timetable for the vote. Turkey on Tuesday pounded the Islamic State jihadists in Syria with new artillery strikes. Two mortar rounds fired from IS-controlled area in Syria Tuesday hit the southeastern Turkish town of Carchemish, according to Turkish television. Turkish artillery responded by hitting four IS positions around the jihadist-controlled Syrian town of Jarablus. This is VOA News. France and Germany are calling on the European Union to adopt common rules to limit messaging encryption or codes on social media and the battle against terrorism. For VOA, Lisa Bryant has more on a meeting Tuesday of French and German interior ministers in Paris.
French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve said France and Germany do not want to ban encrypted messaging, but rather to work with social media groups to limit its use by Islamist radicals.
Les échanges de plus en plus systématiques opérés via certaines applications.
Speaking alongside his German counterpart, Thomas de Maizière, Cazeneuve said European intelligence services and magistrates should be able to identify coded messages used by extremists through applications like Telegram and WhatsApp and use them as evidence against perpetrators. The two countries want European Union member states to discuss common legislation at a meeting next month. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Hundreds of thousands of Iraqis in and around Mosul could be uprooted by the military assault to retake the city from the Islamic State, according to the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, Tuesday. This is the UNHCR spokesman, Adrian Edwards.
In Iraq, we believe displacement may be about to dramatically worsen as the focus of military action turns towards Mosul. Already, over the last few months, some 213,000 people have fled their homes in different parts of the country.
Again, that is spokesman Adrian Edwards. The UNHCR is looking to set up camps in up to six locations across northern Iraq, but finding available land for those new camps has become a critical issue. Russian competitors remain banned from the Rio Paralympics after the country lost an appeal Tuesday against a suspension issued over evidence of state-run doping. The Court of Arbitration for Sports dismissed the appeal filed by the Russian Paralympic Committee, which sought to overturn the ban announced on August 7th by the International Paralympic Committee. Meanwhile, the Russian sports minister, Vitaly Mutko, slammed the Paralympic ban as beyond belief. But the Russian Paralympians could appeal, though it's unlikely to happen before the start of the event. That is according to Alexei Karpenko, a lawyer who was representing the Russian athletes. He says the Paralympians were denied the right to present arguments and proofs of their cleanness, despite the fact that they were checked by all possible anti-doping laboratories. He added that they were deprived of their fundamental rights. All of the rights are affirmed in the UN Convention on Rights of Persons with Disabilities. All of these rights were abused today. Meanwhile, the CAS said Russia did not file any evidence contradicting the facts. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.